Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. I'm going to continue part two of a multi-part series on purchasing a pool route, going over the benefits and the pitfalls. So in part one, I gave you an overview of what purchasing a pool route looks like. You can pull up that podcast to reference that. And I'll continue the series today with another episode regarding purchasing a swimming pool route. This podcast is brought to you by InioPools.com. Inio Pools has been helping pool owners find the right pool parts since 2001. With over 50,000 pool parts in stock, order online today and have the parts delivered right to your door. And so I did mention in the first part of the series that when you're buying a pool route, you're basically just buying the goodwill. There's really no equipment unless you're buying some equipment from the owner for your truck to use for cleaning and maintenance. And there really is nothing to go with the business. There's no physical building, of course, because you're just getting a pool that's in someone's backyard. So it's kind of a weird situation, really, buying a pool route. If you look at it, if you just think about it, you're purchasing a pool that someone is servicing, but there's really no contract saying that they're going to continue with you or not. And it's all up to the customer to make the decision if they like the old pool guy enough to keep you on as a new pool guy. It can be a little bit frightening, I think, in some respects, if you look at it and just the bare black and white of what buying a pool route actually is and what you're actually purchasing with your money. And sometimes you're spending, you know, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 in this kind of venture with really nothing holding the homeowner to you except the goodwill he's built up with the former company. And so you have to be really careful when you purchase a pool route and do your due diligence, because you're not actually purchasing anything but the goodwill of the client, that it's going to stay with you and continue the monthly service with your company taking over the route. So one of the things you want to consider is if purchasing a pool route is the best way to build up your business. Now, there are many reasons why you want to purchase a pool route. Number one, you're coming from one industry into the pool industry. You don't know a lot about the industry, which usually is the case when you're buying a route anyway, but you have a full-time job somewhere paying you, let's say, $45,000 a year. You realize that it's a dead-end job. There's no advancement there. You're not going to maximize. You're at the maximum right now. And there's nowhere to go. And so you want to take your savings, or you want to get a loan also in some cases, and you want to buy a pool route that's grossing, you know, $50,000 or $60,000 a month with the potential to build on that and make more money versus being stuck in your job. So you don't have the time to, you know, work your job and also build up pools on the side, which is a lot of times the case, unless you're lucky enough to be a fireman or someone that works on the weekends and you have the whole week free or most of the week free to build up a route. Or if you work from home as a salesperson, you can probably do it with a little difficulty in your spare time. But for the general person who's working a full-time job, buying a pool route is an easy way to get instant income and not have to transition or do two jobs or work part-time one, full-time the other, and things like that. So it is a way to save you time and energy, especially if your personality is not the kind of person that can go out there and, you know, walk back there and land accounts just by building it up. So there are different ways of doing or building the route. You can purchase the route, or you can start from scratch by advertising and trying to get accounts that way, you know, mailing flyers out, going on Google Maps, see which houses have pools. You can also get connected with a realtor and maintain the pools that houses are selling, or do some business-to-business marketing to build up accounts. But all of this takes time. And basically, you're looking, in order to be self-sustaining in just about any region of the country, with the exception of maybe Texas in the Hawaiian Islands where they get a premium for their routes, and maybe some other states like Oklahoma or Tennessee, where the pool service, in New York, of course, where the pool service is at a premium as far as the price per account. Basically, you're looking at having about 60 accounts to be making a profit and make it worthwhile to do the pool service business, which is about 12 pools a day, roughly, Monday through Friday. So I mentioned Texas and Hawaii, that their average pool rate is much higher in most of those regions. So you'll probably need about 40 to 45 pools in those areas to be self-sustaining. But in the normal areas like Florida, California, Arizona, Nevada, and other states, about 60 pools is what you're looking for, residential pools. I'm not counting commercial here. I'll probably do a totally separate podcast on purchasing pool routes and the commercial pool and the whole angle there. But 60 residential pools would be a good point where you're actually making money and the business is self-sustaining at that point. And then when you add accounts to that, you're actually making a profit above that, savings, and you'll be able to take that money and invest it elsewhere. So the potential is really huge with the pool industry, having a pool route. Now, getting the 60 accounts is the thing you have to think about. Do you want to buy 40 pools and then add to that slowly over the course of the year? Do you want to buy 60 pools or 70 pools? Or do you want to buy 20 pools and then build on that? So there's all different scenarios you can work out. And it depends on your situation, how much time you have, and your personality. Again, if you're a go-getter, they can go out there and go in someone's backyard and talk your way into getting the account. Or if you're more of an introverted person, but that's not your personality, and you don't think you can build up that way quickly, then you want to purchase more accounts versus trying to build accounts. And I don't think there is a right or wrong way in this equation. It just depends on your situation, basically, and what you can do, and your financial situation. So if you are going to borrow all the money to buy the pool route, you add another level of risk to the investment, or the opportunity, I guess you would call it, or venture. I don't know which word I would use for that. So if you're borrowing all the money to buy the pool route, and let's say it's $60,000 for the route that's for sale, so let's say that it's 50 pools, they're making $120 a month gross, and you buy the route, so you're going to net, or you're going to gross roughly about $5,000 per month, and you have a loan on this route, you finance the whole thing. Depending on how you finance it is the payment, but let's just say that you're paying $1,200 a month to finance the route, which leaves you $3,800, which is not really 60 pools if you look at it that way. So technically you're going to need 80 pools to break even with that kind of finance charge, because if you had paid cash for it, you're going to get that $5,000 clear every month, which will be a pretty good income to start with, minus the expenses and the gas and things like that. You can make a pretty good profit because you're going to be doing other things on the side. And I'll talk about that in another podcast, some of the ways you can make extra money doing the route. So if you do the math, it doesn't look great because, you know, you pay $60,000 and you're netting $5,000 a month, or you're grossing $5,000 a month. Then you got to take all your expenses out of it. However, there's ways to maximize the money in a pool route, and that's by doing the filters and other things like that. So you can actually make pretty good money with 50 pools. Again, that's not the number of pools that you're going to make a profit with. It's more like a break-even amount of pools, so that it's better than a job you have now, but there's potential to make more money. So let's simply add 10 more pools to that at $120 a month, and you're at $7,200 a month. So now you're actually at a point where you can actually make money. So you can see where I got that 60 pools is is the point where you're actually making money in most areas. Now, if you charge $100 per stop, not $120 or $90 per stop, you have to add some more pools onto that to make it profitable. But, you know, if you can bring in $7,200 a month gross just on the actual pool service itself, no repairs, no acid washes, no green pool cleanups, no extra filter cleaning charges, you're making pretty good money out there, because the hours you're putting in equates to a really good hourly rate per pool. And so it's really important to get really solid numbers before you consider purchasing a pool route, as far as how much it's going to cost to finance it, how much is actually going to be your net. And basically, customers may not pay you, or you may get some late payments. The chemistry costs may be higher in the summer, which they are, and maybe higher than you think, because you're taking over pools that are having problems, and you have to add a lot of shock to it, or other things, other problems that would cause your cost to go up. And believe it or not, I give you a lot of examples of people that bought pool routes where they take over and they realize that the owner was not charging the customer for tablets, and so they're buying tons of tablets in the summertime. And actually, the gross net is a lot less because the cost is higher than you thought of the chemicals. So you want to make sure you look at the books of the seller to see how much he's spending every month on chemicals in the summer. Typically, would say May through September are your high use months with any kind of included chemicals for the customer. And then you want to see if it's actually making money, because sometimes some pools you're not making money on because you're putting so much chemicals in the pool. And so you want to make sure that there's actually profit in there. So when you buy a route, you're paying 10 times or 12 times the monthly service rate. You want to make sure there's actually profit in there. You know, if you spend 30 minutes at the pool because there's tons of debris in there, are you actually making money in that pool? And I would argue that you're probably not, because the maximum time you should be spending at a pool is about 20 minutes to make a decent profit. So you can do 2.5 or 3 pools every hour. Then you're making some pretty good money out there. If you're doing 2 pools an hour, now again, this is region dependent. In Florida, with all the screened-in pools, you could probably do 3 pools an hour, no problem. In Texas, with the 30,000-gallon pools, if you do 3 pools an hour, you're golden, but that's not going to happen. So typically, you figure you're going to spend 30 minutes or 35 minutes at a pool in Texas per stop. You're getting paid for that because you're charging $250 a month, so it's not a big deal. In Florida, you're making $85, $90 a pool, so you can see that you need to do more pools. So all these are factors that you really need to know about. And if you don't analyze your area before you buy the pool route, you could be in some serious trouble as far as actually making money on the route. And realize that as you're learning, you're going to be really slow out there. So realistically, you're going to be spending 30 to 40 minutes per pool the first month or two, because you're not going to really have a grasp of how to speed things up or know what you're doing. So, you know, you're going to probably lose a little bit of money for that reason. You're not going to be, you know, the flash out there going from pool to pool for sure. And again, region dependent. I mean, if you're buying a pool route in Texas and you're buying these huge pools and you're paying a premium for them, the learning curve is also larger on the larger pool. So be aware of those factors too. In Florida, you know, you're dealing with 8,000, 10,000 gallon pools that are screened in. I think you have a better chance of not having as many problems in that region. California, we don't have screened in pools. They're all relatively small though, 15,000, 20,000 gallon pools at the most in most regions. So again, not a big problem, but you got to just be careful to realize, can you actually make money out there? Because even though you're not getting paid an hourly rate, you kind of have to translate the pools into per hour, so you kind of see if you are making money out there. So if it's taking you forever at a pool, you're not making money at it because, you know, you're spending an hour there or 45 minutes. If you're in, of course, California again, and you spend 45 minutes at a pool, if you're not charging $200 for that account, you're not making money because time is money in between accounts. So all these are major factors that you need to be aware of when you purchase a pool route. And so this is just one aspect. There's so many different aspects of it. So that's why I broke it up to a series, so you can kind of get the full effect over the course. And I'll be dropping these into my weekly podcast here and there. So stay tuned for another episode if you're considering buying a pool route. If you're a pool service provider currently and you want to buy a partial route or buy more pools, definitely the series is for you. So that's why I made it, because I have a lot of guys that ask me these questions all the time. I have a lot of guys that have problems after buying the route, and these are some of the issues that they're dealing with after the purchase. So before you buy it, you want to be aware of all these pitfalls. And of course, the benefit that you have instant income when you purchase the correct pool route. And if you are in the service industry or thinking about buying a pool route, definitely check out my coaching program. You can learn more about that at poolguycoaching.com. A lot of great benefits for joining. And of course, you can call and text me in real time to get some questions answered. So definitely check that out at poolguycoaching.com. And if you want an ebook to get a fresher or get a crash course on pool care, you can get my ebook at my main website, swimmingpoollearning.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.